Hi, Gavin.
I'm in Soper's Park, and I've caught up with Let Them Roar during a rehearsal on a breezy, cool, late morning downtown Carbondale. And let me ask you to introduce yourself. Say your name and what you play.
Hey, good morning. My name's Mateo. I play the guitar.
My name is Ashton, and I play the electric and upright bass.
I'm Sophia. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Olivia Pevick, and I sing and play a bit of banjo.
Well, most of our listeners are very familiar with Let Them Roar, but in case you're not, one of Carbondale's finest exports, and they have a lot going on right now. In addition to working on some new music, they're also launching a new songwriting series in partnership with the Garfield County Public Library District, and it begins tonight, Thursday, June 18th. The series is called Telling One's Story Through Song, and tell us about how this came together. You guys have been doing a lot of fun, creative things since we've all been stuck under COVID restrictions. So how did this one with the library get started?
Fortunately, during the pandemic times, when you get four creatives in a room, you get creative ideas. And so before the songwriting series, we did a test run of four individual workshops. And it got picked up by the library, got their attention. And so we said yes. And thanks to their graces, I came upon a program that we designed over 6 weeks to allow someone to write a song by the end of the 6 weeks and share it with us. And the library was all about it, so yeah.
So a series of six workshops. The idea, I would guess, is for someone to participate in all six. So if someone's hearing this interview on Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, they have a chance still to hop on board. Tell us about where to go to get signed up, and what's the timeline for these events? When does it start tonight?
Okay, yeah, thanks. We start tonight, June 18th, 6 p.m., and you can register up until 6 p.m. on the Garfield County website, Garfield County Library's website.
So that's gcpld.org, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yep.
And so in terms of the layout of the six sessions, do each of you kind of take on different ones? Is it a collaborative each time? What's the track for the first of these?
The first is focused on lyrics and words, and I'm leading that one, and each of us is leading one of the workshops, but all of us are involved in all of them.
And yeah. Is that sort of similar to the writing process in Let Them Roar? Seems like, I think the common assumption would be the lead singer writes the lyrics, but it doesn't necessarily always play out that way.
No, definitely not. Sometimes I write the lyrics, sometimes someone else writes the lyrics, sometimes we write them together. And but this process that we're going to explore, I would say, is similar to how we write songs together. Yeah.
And then what happens on week two?
In week two, we're going to follow up our session playing with words, and we're going to look at how emotion gets expressed in music. Pretty much each one of these sessions, we're looking at elements that breathe life into our music, and we're sharing those tools that we use with others. And so at this workshop, it's called Emotion in Music, we're looking at different elements, musical elements, and how emotion gets expressed, how we express our feelings, and how it creates motion in music.
And does that include the expression of dance?
Amen. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so then talk about week three.
I'll be leading week three. This is Sophia. It's about harmonies, adding harmony to your songs. And it's an interesting challenge to try and sing harmonies and teach harmonies over Zoom, because we can't sing together in real time. But it went really well the first time around. We have to get creative and do a lot of singing together while on mute. But yeah, I'll be sharing some tools for how to learn harmonies, and then we'll actually workshop some songs.
So fun. So when you say workshop some songs, you mean you'll give examples of songs we might know and talk about how the harmonies work for those, or workshop some of the songs from within your class participants?
Both, yeah. We'll look at some different examples of harmonies from music people might know, and then we'll take a song someone's working on and dig into it together.
Awesome, and then what about week four?
Week four is going to be kind of what to do when your ideas are completed. So I'm going to talk a little bit about song form first. And then after that, I'll talk about different ways you can capture your ideas with different apps, GarageBand, and notation software. Just different ways you can get your ideas so it's a tangible product.
That's really helpful because it seems like there's no shortage of ideas, but sometimes the mechanics of how to do that is a big obstacle for people. Do you think that people need a lot of money and an expensive studio to be able to get their ideas down?
These days, not really. It's very accessible to everybody, which is great.
And so then we've talked about the first 4 weeks of the Garfield County Library's Let Them Roar Songwriting Workshop series. What happens in weeks 5 and 6?
Week 5 is a kind of master's class situation where we're inviting students who've been working with us through the week to share their ideas, where they're at, and we'll listen to their songs and give them some feedback, also feedback from the other participants. Are there things that we can hear that they might like to try differently? What are the things that we think are particularly successful? And then week 6 is a performance. So that's the really fun one where we get to finally hear what everybody's been making.
And it's not a competition. This isn't a battle of the band style week 6.
No, I think competitive music is really weird. This is about sharing our stories. Our stories are the story, as I've been telling myself this week. And we really want to create a nice, safe space for people to explore what's important to them and what's on their minds.
And in terms of this theme, and if you're not on the Let Them Roar email list, you're missing out, folks. Mm-hmm. There's a new email that just went out this week with the idea that everyone's got a story. So how do you help the shy person or the person who thinks that their ideas are just no damn good to kind of get outside of their shell a little bit, you know, to pop that little turtle head up and go, I have a voice too. So it seems like what you guys are doing is obviously helping musicians who know that that's what they want to do, but maybe also nudging people to express themselves a little more freely.
Yeah, that's partly why we're beginning with lyrics and partly why I've formatted the lyric workshop the way I have. The process is sort of based on free writing and word mining. So you can come with an idea or you can come without an idea and allow the writing to show you the idea as we go. Free writing is great because it's about putting your pen on paper and writing and not stopping. It's about getting ahead of your brain and tuning into your body and your senses and exploring. It's a space for discovery and exploration.
I would argue that the critical faculties are a useful part of the human mind, but they can really get in the way when you're trying to write something creative. What about you, Sophia?
Well, I just wanted to add that you don't have to consider yourself a musician or have any experience to join this workshop. Our first round, everyone who joined was mostly already musicians, but it's designed for anyone to participate, and we're gonna give you tools that you can use to find your authentic voice.
And then through the library, this is available at no cost. It seems like this kind of takes me to another big question I wanna ask you guys, which is, as a band, I would guess that Let Them Roar's financial status, you know, your ability to exist as a band and to make that happen, is really more challenging when you don't have all these gigs. You guys gig really hard and have played a lot of shows around Colorado and plenty of shows in the valley. So what are some of the ways that Let Them Roar is working to get the financial support you need to be able to go back into the studio and work on this next album?
Well, something that's wonderful about this songwriting series is that the library has contracted us to do this. So lucky for all of you, they're paying us, so you don't have to. But we also have a GoFundMe page going to fund our album. We're about $2,000 shy of our goal, which in any other time, I think we could really knock out in a couple of weeks. But this has been there's a lot of people in need right now, and so we haven't been hitting our fundraising all that hard. We're also writing grants, and you can always donate to us through our Venmo and PayPal and on the website. And we really appreciate the support of our fans. It's more important than ever right now.
You mentioned grants. Do you feel like there are institutions and foundations who get it and are trying to do their part to help supplement the revenues that bands need to keep going? Have you guys seen opportunities come up? I feel like KD&K was one of the first radio stations to get a grant from the Colorado Creative Industries, and we, you know, really helped them understand why KD&K sees ourselves as an arts organization, not just a journalism or media outlet. And I've heard that the Creative Industries was trying to help support artists during this COVID crisis. Did you guys end up pursuing that grant opportunity?
Yeah, it's great what the Colorado Creative Industries has done, and there's a Colorado Cares or Music Cares organization. There are definitely a lot of organizations helping artists out, but they're definitely prioritizing people who are in real need, people who this is their only source of income, and then those with families and things like that. So we're not, I mean, thankfully, I would say we're not really in that boat. We've all taken a financial hit for sure, but we have other sources of income and other means of support. So we didn't even apply to the Colorado Creative Industries grant. What I've been fantasizing about is somebody or some organization offering equipment for musicians to turn their livelihoods over to a digital streaming and away from live performance. That's my fantasy. So if anybody's hearing out there, we all need computers and new phones and microphones and interfaces and software. So
and more reliable internet connections. Yeah. Can you talk about what challenges you've faced in Carbondale so far since you've been doing more online activities? There was a day where you came down to KD&K because Comcast was down, and KD&K has Cedar Networks, and it wasn't down. Were you guys able to pull off that workshop by standing outside of KD&K and using our internet?
Yeah, that was funny. We've been having these online concerts on Tuesday nights, and so that was a concert night, and the whole town lost internet, and so Gavin really helped me out. I was sitting outside of KD&K, and he brought me a table and an extension cord, and it was really sweet. So we were able to have the concert. But yeah, it's definitely it's a challenge to be doing everything online. There's a lot of technical issues.
Well, and so for this series, again, Let Them Roar, teaching a no-cost 6-week songwriting workshop starting Thursday night, tonight at gcpld.org. You really just need some sort of a computer or a phone, and you need an internet connection, and you can participate. Probably a good idea to get Zoom onto your device before 6 o'clock if you can. And talk a little bit more about these Tuesday night events. What have you guys been doing with your Tuesdays lately?
So at the start of the pandemic, every Tuesday we were doing Zoom concerts, and each of us would be at our houses, and we would each select a song to play, and then we would also get two guests to join us. So every different show we've had two unique guests. It's been a lot of fun for us because we've been able to kind of explore new songs and new music, because you know, we're used to playing together as a band, but now we're in our houses playing solo. It's been a great challenge for me because I'm the bass player and I'm used to playing in an ensemble, but now I have to do these songs solo, so it's been really fun. I've learned songs on guitar and solo songs on bass, and it's been a good challenge. It's been nice too because I think it created some structure for us. Each week we had something to kind of work towards and something to work for, a concert to work for, instead of just kind of wondering what was going to happen next. And it's been a great way to connect with our family members and friends. There's been we've had guests that have come just about every one of the Zoom circles, so it's been really cool. We were doing it every week, now we're doing it every other week, but the next one is going to be on, I think it's June 23rd.
Awesome. And it's letthemroar.com to get more information, is that right?
Yeah, so if you go to letthemroar.com, you can get on our mailing list, and then you'll always receive updates, our newsletters, and also the information about the Zoom concerts.
Let me ask you, in the history of Let Them Roar and the kind of earlier iteration of All the Pretty Horses, drums played a role in the band at different points along the way. A lot of times when we think of kind of a traditional band structure, the drummer and the bass player set the pace a little bit, right, for the music. So talk about being the bass player without a drummer when you guys are trying to play together across technology. Does that affect your ability to count?
We haven't really like jammed together on Zoom.
Okay.
We've just been doing it mostly like solo. Uh-huh. So yeah, we haven't really had that challenge. But playing without a drummer in person, yeah, it's different for sure. You really have to tune in on what the band is doing. I downloaded this app called Live BPM. It's live beats per minute. So it like kind of tracks how fast or how slow you're going. That really helps me because then I know if I'm slowing down or speeding up. The role of the guitar players has changed a little bit too. They play a little more percussively. Sometimes Sophia will play like a mandolin player almost. She'll like kind of play what the snare drum would play. So that really helps too to keep the groove going, to keep the tempos up so we don't slow down too much.
Is that the case for you that you're playing has changed a bit depending on whether the band had a drummer or not, or have you learned different techniques that you know to be more rhythmic versus more lead kind of stuff?
Yeah, listening to drummers has taught me a lot about how to play guitar, and also the absence of drummers. I try to be the drums, so that's I'm hearing drums in my head, and that's what influencing my playing a lot. Yeah.
And then in terms of, it seems like each of you have the ability to do two things at once. And, you know, that's not always easy, even for someone who's really talented on an instrument or, you know, an amazing vocalist. Is that something else that you guys have developed in terms of your own skill over the course of the kind of the arc of this band's development?
Yeah, everybody sings. Ashton and Mateo, actually, they never used to sing. Now they sing and play. Olivia's been singing and playing the banjo. Yeah, everyone's multitasking. It's pretty awesome.
Well, I laugh because we're always looking for creative ways to find rhythm and share it with others, and then find our voice and share our voice with others. And so we have been experimenting, and I think our projected growth as far as what we do rhythmically and expressively, we also continue to invite the audience in as part of roaring with us and letting the us become them. That's part of our development of who we are too. And so multitasking as far as just playing an instrument, sure. But then also engaging with who we're with is, I think, a big part of where we're going.
Talking to Let Them Roar, this recording happening live in Soper's Park on a windy, beautiful day. This is a band that really blew people away at the last Mountain Fair. They've had a lot of fans in this valley for a long time, but just an astonishing next level that was achieved last year. And then in December, they put on some really amazing shows at Steve's Guitars. And just like you heard Mateo say, this was another new dimension to the band of bringing in the listeners, basically, the audience, to become part of the sound of the band. Rather than diving back into everything that happened at that December show, talk about this roaring back into the studio. What's happening next? You guys have a whole new album that you're working on. And is this kind of a direct next step or a next evolution from those December concerts?
Yeah, thanks. This is a really exciting venture and project for us. It has been put on hold since the pandemic. And interestingly, we started the project mid-March, March 15th. And that was the day the shutdown happened across the whole state and further beyond, and of course our town here. And so we haven't gotten into the studio since. But the heightened energy around the project amongst the world shifting and then towards our sense of heart opening, we're so excited to share that and put it in recording. The album, we already have a name for it. It's called Constellations, and it references one of our songs. And the idea behind all of us coming together creates a bigger constellation than any one of us individually. We're so blessed to be able to work with an amazing artist and multi-Grammy winner producer and artist. And he's carrying us along in different ways in this. And we're learning loads from him. I know I am. And to have someone with that kind of caliber of expertise believing in us too, it just feels really good. And so as we move forward, we're looking at creative ways to record. And of course, Olivia mentioned the GoFundMe campaign. Anyone's contributions towards that allows us to go forward explore our ideas to more completion and also with more confidence.
Yeah, this week, actually, we're finally getting back into the studio. We're going to be working with Jeff Price down at Diamond Ranch Studios, a local guy. And we're able to pull this off because he's coming here. And we can each go into the studio one at a time on a single day and get the next set of tracks that way. And this album is a direct evolution of the Solstice show. So if you were at that show, we know you loved it. And this album is going to be the studio version of that show.
And can you say a little more about the detailed safety plan that you guys alluded to in the in the email? How do you, I mean, you guys know each other so well. There's a lot of trust in a band like this. And even here standing in the park, you guys are wearing all face coverings, mainly to protect me because I have to get up close to you to get a good recording. But how does that change when you're, if you're sitting here and performing, you don't necessarily keep the masks on because you're distanced and you're trying to be safe. What about when you get into that more close-knit studio environment?
Yeah, we've had to really think it through. The studio we're going to go into is really ideally set up. The control room and the recording space are separate, so we won't ever have to be in the same room, and everyone's going to wear masks when they come in and out, but then once you're in the studio, you can take your mask off, and it'll just be you in there. So or one person at a time. So we're not going to share indoor space together at this point in time, but we're doing what we can to move forward.
And we're speaking here in mid-June. What is the goal in terms of your timeline for the Constellations album? What's your target release date that you can have everything put together?
We're hoping to release by the end of the year. We'll see if that's possible. It all is pending the uncertainty everyone is dealing with. So, you know, normally when we record, we're all in the studio together and we're giving each other feedback and we're recording certain things simultaneously. So it's going to be very different. Really, this whole thing has forced us to put some greater trust in one another, I think, and just let each other lead and see what happens. So anyways, we'll see what happens, but we hope to release by the end of the year.
Before we go, I wanted to just ask for a check-in on all of the advocacy work you guys have done around people who have been really limited in the freedom to move around because of our broken immigration system. You guys raised a lot of money and a lot of awareness all over the state. And can you talk a little bit more about some of the developments that happened, some of the people that you were supporting?
Yeah, I mean, for those who are following our I See My Light project, all of the individuals that we were fundraising for are obviously still in very difficult situations because nothing has changed as far as federal policy. Nothing favorable has changed, I should say. Plenty of terrible things have changed. We're brainstorming what the next iteration of connection with that movement, the sanctuary movement, will look like, and it's still really important to us. And it's part of the inspiration of this album as well. The voices of some of the women we were fundraising for are going to be in the album. That is really a huge impetus for the songs that we've chosen and the overall message of what is the world we want to create.
Well, would you guys be open to playing another song before I go?
Yeah.
Also, what was the song that you were playing when I walked up? Was that a traditional?
It was a jam on Curtis Mayfield. We were just singing a mantra, I believe. And we believe what's possible, especially when we listen to each other. And there's nothing like the gift of being heard and hearing another. In what we do as musicians, as a band, and Let Them Roar, listening to each other is powerful. And when we listen to another in our community, it's powerful too. Nothing tends to, that I'm aware of, transcend the boundaries that we've put up humanly, community-wise, country-wise, world-wise, than music. Music tends to reach us all, no matter who we are, what we look like, where we're from. So we were singing a mantra, I believe.
And time
sure slips away. When you fall out in love, the mile seconds tend to drag. When you carry all alone, westward waters, won't you wash my